Anyway, there was quite a bit of jazz, good Danish jazz, and as was the case in every country that the Nazis overran, jazz became quite popular because it represented something that was, you know, the antithesis of what they stood for. And they didn't try very hard to suppress it. At one point in time, just around the time also that, as we will soon come to, they started rounding up Jews in Denmark, they also issued an edict against performing tunes by Jewish composers, but that was totally ignored by the Danes. They just sometimes changed the titles of the things, but the Germans, no, anyway. Actually, the Germans, interestingly enough, Germany was the major producer of recordings in Europe. That is to say, they had the major pressing plants. And for years, even after the Nazi takeover, German pressing plants were still pressing American music, including, you know, Jewish artists like Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw and so on. It seems kind of illogical. There was even an excellent reissue series of American jazz issued in Germany starting in late 1938, and it ran until the outbreak, even a little past the outbreak of the war. So they really didn't know. There were some people in the cultural so-called, you know, establishment, Nazi establishment, who had a little bit of knowledge of jazz, but aside from spouting a lot of invective and so on, and a lot of racist BS, you know, they really didn't have too much basic knowledge of it. So it continued to be performed even in Germany undercover. But in all the occupied countries, jazz became very popular during those years, and that included Denmark.